on the first night or nights of Pesach, we conduct a Seder, literally an order. The festive meal that we eat to commemorate the Exodus from Egypt, Yetzias Mitzrayim, is referred to as a Seder, an order, obviously because it's so well organized. We even have Simonim, Kadesh, Urechatz, until Hallel and Nirtza, mapping out in detail and in order where everything should take place. The Simonim of Kadesh, Urechatz, date back to the time of the Rishonim. So it's a Seder. It's an order. But why is there such an emphasis on Seder, on order, this night in particular? As Jews, we're generally not so into order. As a people who have been all too often on the run, we developed the skills to improvise, to make do in fast-changing conditions. We're not always so into order. But this night of Pesach, everything needs to be in order. They say half jokingly that since Jews are not so into order, once a year when we do arrange things in order, the children ask, "Manishtano halayla hazeh mikol halaylos? Why is this night different?" Actually, on this night we're commemorating miracles, and miracles are out of the realm of order. They go beyond the law and order of nature. So why would we be commemorating miracles with a Seder, with an order? Actually, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim was maybe the most chaotic night in our history. We were chased out of Mitzrayim. We had no time to prepare for the journey. And it's in particular on this night that we conduct a Seder. It's noteworthy that when it comes to the learning of Torah, which is something logical, where we would expect methodology, we would expect order, we are told that Ein Seder LeMishneh, there is no order. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Reb Yehuda HaNasi, would teach his students whatever they wanted to learn and whenever they wanted to learn. And he later incorporated those Mishnayos into the Talmud just as he learned them with his Talmidim. So when it comes to the learning of Torah, where we expect order, we say, Ein Seder LeMishneh, there is no order. And when it comes to celebrating miracles that are beyond order, we make such a to-do about order. It might be that when it comes to learning Torah, we need to emphasize that it's not only logic. It goes beyond order. We need to connect to the divine origin of Torah, which is beyond order. Whereas when we're commemorating Nisim, when we're commemorating miracles, we want to make sure that we don't just experience an emotional high that comes and goes, but we turn it into a learning experience that leaves a lasting impression on us, and therefore we make order out of the miracles. We make a Seder in order that we should learn lasting lessons from these miracles. So what are we going to learn this year from Yetzias Mitzrayim? B'chol dor v'dor chayev odom liris es atzmoi ki'ilu hu yotzam in Mitzrayim. In every generation one needs to feel as if he himself left Mitzrayim. We have to make Yetzias Mitzrayim relevant to our real lives. What can we learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim? You know, we begin the Haggadah with Ho Lach Mo'anyo Diacholu Abhosono Ba'aro de Mitzrayim. This is the bread of affliction, the poor man's bread that our forefathers ate in the land of Mitzrayim. Kol Dichfin Yesei V'Yechoil. Kol Ditzrich Yesei V'Yifsach. All those that are hungry should come and eat with us. All those that need should come and celebrate with us. What's the connection between these two verses? This is the poor man's bread that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim. Whoever is hungry should come and join us and eat with us. The Mishnah in Masechtas Pesachim says that the Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the telling of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, has to be with Maschil Bignus Umesayim B'Shevach. We need to begin with the negative and conclude with the positive. Since we're coming to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the miracles of redemption, why do we need to begin with describing the negative? It would seem that ignoring the negative past is not the way to go. Those who ignore the negative past only find out later that the past comes back to haunt them. We need to deal with the negative past, work it out, and give it new meaning. The entire Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim is about reframing the past. The ability to see the negative past in a different context. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is about reinterpretation. The Mesayim B'Shevach, the conclusion with good, puts a new spin on the Maschil Bignus, on the negative beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha, Va'achrei chen yetzu b'rechush godol, that we will leave Mitzrayim with great wealth. And that obviously doesn't only mean material wealth, but it also means spiritual wealth. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Ve'eschanon, Mitzrayim is considered Kur HaBarzel, an iron furnace. It's compared to an iron furnace in which we purify gold and purge it of foreign elements. The experience of Golus Mitzrayim helped shape our collective personality. We became what we are through the Kur HaBarzel, the iron furnace of exile in Mitzrayim. And that is all part of the Rechush Godel, the great wealth that we took along with us from Mitzrayim. In Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah says, V'ger loy silchats, va'atem yedatem es nefesh hager, ki gerim heyisem be'eretz Mitzrayim. Do not oppress a stranger. You know the heart of a stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Through our experience in Mitzrayim, we developed the ability to empathize with the outsider, the underdog, the less fortunate. And that sure is a rechush gadol, a great wealth, a great spiritual wealth that we took along with us from Mitzrayim. When we remember our experience of slavery, we have a choice. We can develop a sense of entitlement, a feeling that now it's time to pamper ourselves, a feeling that society owes us something, or even worse, we might want to get back at society. The Torah, however, teaches us to utilize our negative experience in a positive manner. Ki atem yedatem es nefesh hager, ki gerim hegisem be'eretz Mitzrayim. We use our negative experience in Mitzrayim to develop compassion, to develop empathy for the outsider, for the less fortunate. So we say, Ho lachma anyo diacholu avasona b'ara de Mitzrayim. This is the poor man's bread that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim. And when we see that, we remember what we went through. We make a promise to make sure that nobody experiences what we experienced. And we say, Kol dichvin yesei v'yechol. Every hungry man should please come and eat with us. Kol ditzrich, whoever needs, yesei v'yivsak, should come and celebrate with us. This way, the bread of affliction is transformed into a bread of redemption. Not only did we get out of Mitzrayim, but this way, we get Mitzrayim out of us. In every generation, one is obliged to consider himself as if he himself was redeemed from Mitzrayim. What does that mean? We all have negative experiences. We all have been wronged by somebody somewhere, sometime. And we need to redeem ourselves from that experience. Actually redeem the experience by learning the right lessons from that experience. Putting that experience in proper context. As long as we harbor negative feelings towards our oppressors, as long as we have feelings of resentment within us, our oppressors have an ongoing presence in our life. The Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Lo yisa'ev Mitzri, ki ger hoyiso ba'artzoi. You shall not despise an Egyptian, because you were an inhabitant in his land. We're told, believe it or not, after everything the Egyptians did to us, we're told not to harbor any negative feelings against the Egyptians. To reach a point where we actually have a feeling of thankfulness towards the Egyptians. Ki geir hoyisa ba'artzoi. You lived in their land, as Rashi says, Shohoyu lochem achsanya b'shas hadoichak. They served as a place for you to be when things were tough and rough. So we actually have the ability to reframe the past, get rid of all negative feelings. When we realize that being in Mitzrayim added so much to who we are, developed our collective personality, gave us the sense of empathy for the underdog, we're actually thankful for the experience. Vignus, The negative beginning and the Shevach, the redemption, are all part of one whole picture. As we say, Koirech, Pesach, Matzah, Umoror, V'oichlam B'yachad. We make one sandwich of the entire experience. The lesson that we need to learn is to apply this to our daily life. Have the ability to see the positive within the negative. And then we will exit our own meitzarim, our own constraints. We will be able to overcome our grudges. We will be able to live a redeemed life. Afreilichen Kosher and Pesach.